Welcome back to the LivePoint Drivecast. My name is Kevin Hover, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. I didn't teach this past week, so I'd like to share with you what the Lord has been teaching me during my devotional time over this past year. There have been a couple of scriptures that have consistently been at the forefront of my prayer time. The first one is Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. And the second one comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. These scriptures have helped me to remain focused on what matters as our governing authorities continue to guide our country forward. Regardless of whether or not I agree with the decisions our governing authorities have made, I'm reminded that I am commanded to submit to the governing authorities and to pray for them. And by keeping this attitude at the forefront of my mind, it reminds me that I am not to put my hope in my government, but rather I should put my hope in my God. And it also reminds me that I have been granted direct access to the one who has instituted all governments throughout the history of time. In his ultimate sovereignty, God has either directly placed or allowed every government leader throughout the history of time. My role as a child of God is to use wise discernment to vote for the leader who I believe will govern in the way that best reflects biblical principles. And whether or not my leader makes it into office, I will pray for them so that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And this has been my prayer time throughout 2020 as our country has been trying to navigate the pandemic, the election, and this will continue to be my goal for 2021. And so this has been extremely helpful for me because at times I have caught myself complaining about the direction our country is going or the decisions that our government leaders have made. And these scriptures that I've shared with you bring me back to focus on the things that matter. And I'm also reminded that I will have a much greater impact for God's kingdom and this world by praying for my leaders instead of complaining about them. And now I'm going to close out our time by praying for our leaders. And then I'm going to give you some time to pray at the end. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that you are in control of all things. You know the direction that we are heading. You know the leaders that have been put in place. And they have been put in place by you. And you continue to rule. And we thank you for your sovereignty in that we can put our hope in you and that we do not have to put our hope in our government or in our leaders, our government leaders. And Lord, we lift up our leaders to you that they would submit to your rule. I pray that they would follow the ways that honor you, that glorify you, and that will lead our country forward in a peaceful way, in a way that brings you glory. Lord, we pray specifically for our transition of presidency this month. We ask that that be a peaceful transition and that we will be able to move forward. And I pray for a new president and everyone who he has appointed. And I pray that they will govern in a way that honors and glorifies you. Lord, we ask this in your Son's name. Amen. And now I'm going to give you a few moments to pray. And thanks for joining LifePoint's DriveCast. Please tune in again.